We are back with our oldest guest and one of our absolute favorite guests, direct from the 16th century and the Renaissance Pleasure Fair, Sir Francis Drake. Sir, good to see you.
It is a royal pleasure to be in your company.
We want all of you to enjoy the fair and to get you mentally in the fair mood. Let's take a look at what goes on. Time is being had by all.
Oh, indeed, indeed. From 10 in the morning till 7 in the eve, 9 hours of play.
And weekends through May 22nd.
Through the 22nd to celebrate good May, and spring has finally come our way.
And many artisans are making fine swords and other...
Oh, indeed, 150 crafts there. You may see glass blown. You may see the edged weapons being fashioned, the very pottery there at the fair. So you're able to meet the artists who have created the work.
And, of course, the royal joust is one of the highlights of the fair.
Almost as dangerous as your life in the classroom, sir. Aye, men in 80 pounds of armor riding at each other to do good battle there in the arena.
And one of your newest guests this year, Jack Dagger, sounds menacing.
Jack Dagger, he is a knife thrower. Of course, you may put your own hand to the sport at the fair. You may throw axes there, and javelins, and catapults, and pistol bows, and cannons. It is a chance to put your hand to the sport.
And we're taping this show on April 1st, April's Fool's Day, and look what you've brought.
There is no greater wisdom than being on television for 20 years. Would you simply hold the crown near? For we all know that you have been the champion of many a wit.
Well, this is fitting for this day, and we thank you, Sir Francis. And, of course, good food and wine is everywhere.
Of course. Your visit last year, what did you have to feast there?
It was the legs, it was the corn.
Turkey legs, the corn.
It was the onion.
Excellent, the blossom. 100 foods to put to tooth, and of course raise a good cup of ale and beer and hard cider, too.
Now, Sir Francis, give our viewers a sense of the times. The Elizabethan times we think of as very conservative times, and yet this is a raucous holiday.
Oh, this is a celebration of springtime. The Queen herself, good Queen Elizabeth, is there. Master William Shakespeare is filling our 12 stages with pageant and play, and I have come home with a treasure of 26 tons of silver, 80 pounds of gold. Ah.
Sir, are you a pirate?
Only if there's not an hour's good wind to escape the opposition.
There are so many stages with so many acts. It's a wonderful, wonderful escape for springtime.
Oh, it is indeed. 21 acres come early in the day, and with sensible shoes, as you did say, that all the fine crafts, 12 stages, these merry sports to put your hand to, and the shopping, as we did say, jewelry, fine clothing to lure you away.
And the women dress quite extraordinarily. Their arms are covered.
Of course.
Their legs are covered.
Oh, well, of course, in decency's name.
But other things are quite prominent.
Well, it is the fashion of the day to be in pretty display. God save the Queen.
Well, you know, springtime is bursting out, and so is the fair, and so are the maidens. And as you said once before in our show, enjoy springtime because...
Aye, the winter has ended, the roads have dried, and now it is time to celebrate.
And finally, Sir Francis, you've been Sir Francis for hundreds of years, but really many, many years, and you don't age. And I want to find out, for the benefit of our audience, because we all are getting older, but you are staying the same. How do you do it?
It is the merry company.
So you laugh, you like, and you love, and you stay young.
And I'm surrounded by lovely women and handsome men and all the revelers that come to play.
We want to invite every one of you to come to the fair. In our current Straight Talk magazine, we have a wonderful article with Sir Francis's photograph and a description of the fair. You can go to the fair. The address will be put up as we end this segment. And Sir Francis, final words for our audience, as we celebrate springtime again.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Huzzah!
Huzzah to that. We'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Oh, yeah, but if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
Sir Francis, I see that your fair is billed as the ultimate party, and yet we in Long Beach have the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. We think of that as the ultimate party, and we had a fundraiser for the Police Foundation's youth programs. We thought that was the ultimate party. How can there be three ultimate parties?
Well, I'm sure there were lovely women at your affair. Handsome, honest men were there. Excellent food. Fine drink. Then perhaps you had the ultimate party, I think.
Well, Sir Francis, you every year come back and share your passion for those times and leave our viewers with a thought about what we can learn from history.
It is living history, and of course you're invited to come there in costume, or you may buy lovely clothing there, but as if you have stepped into history's page. All about you is the age of Elizabeth and Shakespeare. They're about to invent lawyers.
Well, Sir Francis, thank you for that, and thank you for again joining us. You are one of our absolute favorite guests. Your spirit imbues us with a desire to celebrate life and springtime.
Thank you, sir. Thank you indeed. Huzzah!
And thank you for joining us. Please be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Straight Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.